Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:01. Roll call, please.
Chairman Rosenblum.
Here.
Vice Chair Cushing Adams.
Here.
Secretary Scheifel.
Here.
Director Stevens.
Here.
And no vacant positions.
Is there any public input? Okay. I'd like to move the agenda slightly. Start on new business. This is the airport logo review by Ms. Cushing Adams.
Well, not really. It's not by me. Quite a while ago, we talked about getting a new logo. Steve brought it up a couple of years ago. So some people submitted things, and we passed a lot of things around. I do think where we're at right now, we should work on moving forward and getting something newer and fresher. Dave had presented some logo ideas quite a while ago for our review, and we put it out to the community, and I would say 99.9% of the people all really liked one of the three logos, so I won't tell you which one. A lot of you have already been through this. Dave's going to just do a quick little presentation, and it's my hope to make a motion today to adopt a new logo. When he's done presenting.
So we should move.
As part of the history, we did vote on that and voted to not adopt any.
I don't remember voting, though. Did we vote?
We most certainly didn't.
Could've.
We did. Where am I?
I don't think we voted.
No. I think I'm pretty sure we did. I don't think you were here.
Is that too dark?
This is
you want an update?
This is moving. It's all here over there saying I'm good. So as Andy mentioned, that we came up with this idea a few years ago, and it's not necessarily a logo that can, you know, perhaps you know replace the official logo of the town, of the city. About 4 or 5 years ago, the city went through a rebranding issue. Seems like about 4 years ago, went through a rebranding project to kind of. Yeah, just kind of aid it in an economic development perspective. It was never meant to, you know, replace the old gate and the dumpstable scene logo for the city, the official logo, but it was meant to give a nice, fresh, more, I guess, lack of a better word, call it more modern look at what the city has become, where it's been, and kind of reflect. You know, kind of reflects the history and the current position of what the city is all about. And so they came with a new logo for the city. I was on the committee back then that was called the rebranding project, if you will. And these, oops, sorry. There we go. I'm a Mac guy. This is a PC, so I don't know. So these are the one in the upper left there is the logo that the city agreed on, and that's kind of the centerpiece of what the city came up with. And then the Chamber of Commerce, because it was a partner in the effort, or it came up with half the money to rebrand, and the city came up with the other half. The Chamber kind of took the same kind of colors. And kind of incorporated into their specific logo. The library did the same thing, kind of a stacked book and shelf kind of look to it, but again, adopting the same colors. The school district also did the same thing. So basically, the major segments of the city have kind of already incorporated this concept into their public. Call it marketing or external documents. Again, nothing replaces the official logo of the city, but this is all meant for the kind of the promotional type of literature, website, and other materials. So then, we said, okay, let's figure out what the airport would look like, and came up with one idea. There's about three ideas. This is one of them. The thought was, the green grass, the blue skies, some airplanes, there's a biz jet in there, looks like it might be a Citation. And of course, a general aviation aircraft as well, you know, kind of in the shadows of the logo. That was one of them. The Nashua Airport, we thought it was, at the time, we thought it was a good idea to keep the Bois Field component, you know, with respect to the naming of the field years ago, with respect to Kevin Bois. So then, that was one of them. This is a similar, but a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different color. A little bit less contrast on the outside. And then we came up with this one. Again, it kind of has three different, but you really can't tell if one's a high wing and one's a low wing. But then because you have the biz jet in the middle, this is kind of the old GA profile of what we do here. The only thing that's not in here is a helicopter, but that's, you know, we only had three colors. So those are the three that we come up with, and this is kind of what they look like together. So now, Sandy, I don't know if you want to talk about the consensus. There was a lot of, you know, we have showed this at one of these meetings a bunch of, you know, a while ago. I don't remember what it was. And it was, but we also have kind of floated it for the general population, with some of the users, a lot of the stakeholders in the airport. And there was a consensus on one of these.
Right. So, the consensus was for up there, it's showing as number two. With the jet in the middle. We talked a lot about it. Dennis wanted to see maybe more of a swish with a helicopter in it. And I know there was a lot of controversy at the time when the logo was being done with the city. You know, we were all not privy to that at the time.
Just so you understand, the chamber, the library, and school district all came after the fact.
Right, right. So, you know, they all kind of jumped on board. I do think it's important to be part of the city and have something new and fresh. And I like it. And honestly, we floated around on the airport and we voted. You know, we didn't vote here. We asked users what they thought.
Andy, which one are you talking about? The
one on the bottom.
Okay, the bottom. Okay, bottom center.
Yeah. Now, and I know I talked with Alderman Schoenemann, and he thinks the colors are a little bit weak. You know, maybe they are. I chatted with Dave briefly today to see if we could change the colors a little bit. I know the library has some different colors in there. So I don't think that would be a big deal if anybody has an opinion on that, to maybe add some. You see how they have some red and some... If any of the board members or any of the users have an opinion about maybe the color change.
I have an opinion. I also like number two or whatever number it is, but I would rather see, instead of Nashua Airport, I'd rather see Nashua Aviation Complex.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't changed the name of the airport, so we can't...
Nashua Aviation Complex, Bois Field.
No. That's not the name of our airport,
though,
right?
You feel
that?
I have a question.
Excuse me, I have a question here. I missed the very beginning. I apologize for that. I'm just curious why it feels to me like it's being expressed by you that it feels to be necessary. Why is it necessary to go from our distinctive one that we've served us well for decades and decades? It almost seems like we're trying to support the notion of we are the world with the downtown. I'd rather be distinctive from them. It doesn't make us enemies. Makes us distinctive.
Well, I don't think we have to be exactly like them, but I think it's nice for the whole city to mesh together. I think we're stronger as a whole.
This
we
identifies
work together with
everyone within. I would just as soon send it out to everybody, see how everybody really feels, but make sure that when you ask them, don't tell them that you have to choose one of these. Say, would you rather have the one that we have now, or would you like the number six over here?
Right. And I know some people, you know, quite a while ago, a lot of the younger people on the field, I was talking to Lauren, quite a few people were saying, boy, that's so outdated, so outdated, so outdated. So, you know, and Stephen mentioned like 2 years ago he wanted a logo change. I know now he's not in support of a logo change at the moment. But it's my opinion that ours is pretty bland.
Well, I mean, Lauren's not even here anymore. We have to live.
No, I'm not going by just Lauren's
opinion.
This is
our identity right here.
No.
I see it as an identity change that we don't feel right about. At least we haven't established it yet. Knowing, if people don't know, they have a choice between one of these or the one we have. That's the way it has to be asked.
Well, everybody knows, right?
Because this identifies each and every one of us collectively and individually. That's what. That's my.
There's a lot of history that goes along with the current logo.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's like family, and there's ownership to that. I happen to feel that the one that's proposed, the last one on the lower right, is an attractive looking logo, and it serves the purpose of matching what's going on in the city,
mm-hmm.
citywide. I think that what we should do is agree on a possible choice, and then, as the gentleman said, put it out for a public vote or something, and see what people have to say about it, but also compare it to the current logo, which says, don't change it at all.
Mm-hmm. Dennis?
That works. This is the third time that we talked about this logo thing, and spent some time on it, and it's the second presentation we've had, and we keep pushing it back. If you can put those lights back. Our current logo is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. If the city has established a logo and wants to encourage us to change our logo to match theirs, I'm all for it. Okay, but they're not doing that. In fact, when I was chairman and I had a specific conversation with Mayor Lozo about this, she was unaware of any initiative or movement to change logos in the city. Okay, in fact. Why? The question, her response is, why are you guys concerned about your logo? You've got other issues, okay? And I agree. I don't want to keep on being negative about this, but we do have other issues, and there's no reason to be harping on a logo when we need marketing. That logo is part of marketing, and we need to be moving with a marketing program, not starting with logo and piecemealing this and this and this without having a marketing plan.
I personally feel
about the logos is that those three on the bottom, the two on the left don't even match the colors, but the one on the right has planes on it. I can see the planes, but they have nothing to do with the sphere, which is the globe that is obviously in the national logo.
Well, the public library doesn't.
It looks like it's an environmental friendly type logo. But with that given, we haven't put it out and asked people for their, hey, we're thinking about logos, come up with your ideas. And you say we came up with this. Who's we? I mean, who are the people who came up with these three logos on the bottom?
Basically, me and a couple of some graphic designers and the people that were involved in the city branding project.
Okay, so.
How many of
them? Very limited scope.
Yeah, but
okay, and we're going to go for this logo. Right now, we have absolutely no reason to change it, mm-hmm. and we have no background, no marketing need for it right now. If we get into a nice marketing program, we think, hey, gee, we need to get out there with a new logo, match the city, do whatever. Maybe it's totally different. And yes, absolutely, a helicopter on there needs to be on there. A small business plane needs to be on there. And maybe a business jet, okay? But those are the three key things we do here.
Okay, so Bob is working on marketing.
Okay, the term marketing has been used a couple of times, and that this process plays right into that because there's going to be documentation, posters, and stuff that's going to be coming out in the future. And also, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off over that. The other thing is, could we colorize our existing logo? Perhaps that's an option.
Wes?
I'd like to thank Dave for all the work I know he's put into this. I'd like to point out that you know, this is all volunteer stuff, and the number of people who have been involved in this are the people who stepped up. The logo needs to be compact and distinct. You know, that's a marketing principle. You can't be too fuzzy, or people it doesn't make an impression. So you start putting too many things into it, and it won't have any effect. What I do note is that the city and the chamber, rather than just saying that it's the, that they have action words under the name of the organization. So I would suggest that, yes, this is Boorfield, but for a logo that is supposed to catch people's eye, the city and the chamber have done a positive thing. I think that you could replace Boorfield with something like Gateway to the Sky, or perhaps something shorter and more succinct, but action words that communicate.
We were going to say Dare to Fly, but that sounds a little scary.
Dare to Fly sounds great.
Dare to Fly.
But Wes, I agree with you that that could be a tagline that could be added to this easily.
Right. And that can be part of the marketing process.
Once the marketing group does you know, come up with a concept of a plan going forward, not a logo, but a plan going forward, this could easily be incorporated in there. And and I agree with that simplicity, you know, less is more. When it comes to stuff like this, the existing logo is very busy. It says a lot. You're right. There's a lot of history to it. It says a lot. And frankly, in today's environment, it says way too much. This is very concise. It's a little catching. You know, I don't know if we can incorporate a helicopter in there, maybe. But that's getting down to the nitty gritty. And I agree with the concept that. You know, this is kind of a solution when we haven't identified the problem yet, other than the fact that the airport needs something. You know, I've heard the word marketing plan for the last 4 years, and nothing has gotten done. You know, and whether it's this logo or something, I would just implore you as a group to do something fast. Because we're running out of time. And, you know, we can debate this thing. We can go out to the community and just get input from everybody else. That's going to take more time. And then will we come up with something better than this? Who knows? And, you know, this is not something that's going to be etched on a stone, you know, in a cave somewhere. This can be changed. If it makes sense to change it in a few years, you know, we can do that. But, you know, if you're talking about marketing material, that's great. Let's do it. And put this in there, incorporate it, and get on with the plan. Otherwise, we're going to sit here and debate logos for the night. And I agree with Mr. Stevens. And, you know, we do have other things to worry about. We do have important things to worry about. And so it's all that more important to get this thing into the mix and go off and do those important things, not sit around and figure out logos for the next 3 years.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dave. Taking that step, because that's the important step. This is fluff over here.
Let me finish
my thought, please. As far as the marketing is concerned, we've tried it with the group. What I suggest is use the current website that we have, and you can put something on there and let people feed it back. Maybe people are scared of standing up I don't know what it is. I just know that what we tried to do, people couldn't make time for it. Put it out on the website. What do you guys have for ideas? And then start narrowing those down. See what's the common thread. Use the minds that we have.
This is probably why I never could make it in the municipal side of my accounting practice. You know, I'm used to small businesses where you just go and do it. You know, this figuring out by committee and by consensus and everything is just.
Anybody's ever discussed this with me is during the meeting. And you know, sit down, come up with ideas. It doesn't take a lot of people, but we don't expect to come to the meeting tonight and throw this on us when we haven't seen it in a year and a half and say, hey, I want to put this logo, we'll get a vote to make this logo or our new logo after we haven't discussed it for a year and a half.
I haven't heard the discussion changing. It's the same exact same discussion. It was 4 years ago.
You know what? We have some very good summations from the last meeting on this. Is that people haven't contributed. A group of people, as far as I know, you're the only one associated with the airport who participated, came together with three ideas, and I can think of a half a dozen ideas I throw. If you want to throw it out on the walls and people vote on it, great. But I can think of half a dozen other sketches to put out on the walls and have to think about also.
Did you think about those a year and a half ago? And if so, where are they?
Absolutely.
Then where are they?
Dave, can I ask you what the cost is?
The cost of what?
Of us adopting this logo?
Zero, as far as I know.
Exactly.
I mean, I've already fronted some money for the designers.
Dave, I want to thank you for your work on this. I think it's important to have a tie-in to the city as the airport authority moves forward and is trying to embrace the city with requests and using them as a funding source and things like that. So it. One of the logos I would like to have either adopted or amended or have some consideration and some definitive decision by the board at this meeting so that we can move forward and move on the agenda.
So I'd like to make a motion, if that's okay at this time, to adopt logo number 2 and perhaps with some revisions.
Can you point to it, please?
Bottom. It's in the middle bottom. Middle bottom.
This one here. Okay. Perhaps with some revisions or input to Secretary Scheifel, since he's working with the marketing people, and he is really, really doing great and putting in his time. And I have to say, we've talked about a logo for a long time. We're trying to move forward. We were in a bad place. We're getting better, but we have to put something forward. We have to show that we're doing something, we're new, we're excited. Let's, you know, let's bring people in. And I do think it's time for a change. I think our old logo is not eye-catching. I think this catches people's eyes. And honestly, we were at a meeting, there were so many people here. Show of hands tonight, is anybody... You know, how do you feel about these logos? How do you feel about number 2?
Come on, like, you have the public, you make a motion.
Okay.
Now, hold on a second. Before you make the motion, you're not even considering the fact or the possibility of putting it out there so everybody can talk about it. This is our identity. This isn't just some little fluffy thing here.
Well, I said we can go through Secretary Scheifel. He can gather input. And if by next meeting there wants to be a change, perhaps we'll change it. So my motion, I'll make a motion to adopt number 2 with gathering input until the next meeting. If you have input and perhaps Secretary Scheifel can put stuff out.
I don't know that we need a motion to do that. I mean, what I can do is we can take the 3 choices, put them on a website, yes?
Along with the current one.
What do you want to do?
Along with the current one and say, okay, we're going to make a decision at the next board meeting as to what's your choice, what's your preference?
Or why only those 4? We haven't asked them to nominate a 5th or 6th one. I can come up with 2 designs in 10 minutes and put 2 more on there.
Can I suggest that we have a contest that we put on the website that these designs and any other designs that people want to come forward with so that we can decide at the next meeting?
Yeah. We've talked about it for a long time, and nobody else has presented anything.
And
there's nothing.
No, actually, we haven't talked about it for at least a year that I can think off the top of my head. I've been to every one of these.
But we have
talked about it. A contest is great for people who have artists, but, you know,
and the cost
what's
is
important,
right.
Okay? If we can easily come up, Sandy, you need to come up with a list of things that are important to us on our logo, okay?
No, it's important.
I don't want to take too much time doing this, but I look at the number 2, and what I see is the city of Nashua doing, obviously, an environmental around the globe. Those are environmental colors that... The swell there is almost internationally known as an environmental symbol. And here we are, we're polluting the environment with our gas coming out of those jets, okay? At the bottom we have bore fields. Everybody in here just doesn't want to say it anymore. We don't want to be bore field. We want to be Nashua Airport or Nashua.
Pardon me, but that is disrespectful.
Excuse me, I'm talking. Nashua Municipal Airport. It's the fact. And bore field is great, but we are the Nashua Municipal Airport. We've been signing our documents. We've been calling ourselves that. Everybody thinks of us that way, and maybe we short at the Nashua Airport. But also, it doesn't even follow the guidelines of the previous one. Obviously, they are making a statement on the bottom. dare to begin. Maybe we should say dare to fly, or fly to begin, or some other phrase, okay, instead of describing it. So I can nitpick at it, and I can also provide suggestions. So I'm just saying that I haven't discussed this or even thought about it for 18 months, so I don't think a vote is pertinent tonight.
Andy?
I'd like to start out with the thought that a logo should identify an organization, and you should look at it, you see a swoosh, you think of Nike, you see three stripes, you think of Adidas. It doesn't change. The blue oval is Ford. It doesn't change. If you're talking about changing a logo today, a year and a half, two, 3 years from now, and another period of time, it doesn't mean anything. You might just as well not have a logo. You've got a logo that identifies, you know, people can look at the logo that's there today. They know that it means National Airport. They see it tomorrow, they know it means National Airport. You put a new logo up there, now you've got some
the new and improved National Airport.
Pardon?
The new and improved National Airport.
Well, that could very likely be, but the problem is that it's such a departure that you now have to re-identify your stuff here. And it is not free. You're going to have to change all of your documentation, all of your business cards, all of your stationery. There's a fairly expensive change there.
Right, but not
if the city wants us to have their blue and pink or whatever it is colors, fine. How much money are they giving us to change?
No, the city has nothing to do with input on that.
Can I just suggest something that in that line? I understand what you're saying, but I don't see this as a throwing away the old stationery and putting a new one out. I see this as a morph. An evolution and in conjunction with the marketing products that are coming out. It's not something that you just on Saturday we change everything, because that is expensive. What I'm suggesting is that anything we publish going forward, out of the marketing committee or when we reprint our stationery, whatever that is, that we then start incorporating this stuff in there. And it evolves. It doesn't just all of a sudden happen, because we really do have to incorporate this in our marketing materials, whatever they may be. And that is the important thing. And this will simply facilitate that. This does not drive it.
But as you're evolving, it just confuses everybody. Another problem with that, do those colors show up in the photocopier? One of the things that happens is people photocopy things. Does that green or whatever color it is there show up?
Black and white? Or grayscale?
Yeah.
Well, they show up, but they're not obviously not color.
But will it show up?
Yes, they will. For the record, was there a second to Sandy's motion?
I rambled on about my motion.
Okay. Alderman Shoneman, did you have something?
Thank you. I want to thank Dave for the work they've done. I know that committee that did a lot of work in the city logo, they spent a lot of time and doing multiple public presentations and all that. It's a lot of work. I'm not sure where the city stands with that. I know the chamber has adopted and embraced it. The city seems to be more focusing again on the Gate City logo, but as Dave said, it's kind of a tag along. It's something that appears in various publications. But it does sort of shape what Nashua wants to be. And I don't know how much effort Nashua put into deciding what they wanted. It wasn't around at that time. Deciding what they wanted to be before they adopted that logo. But that logo is supposed to reflect what the city wants to do. Any logo does that. And we've talked before about the need for even more than a marketing plan, a strategic plan. Mr. Scheifele raised his hand and said, how about a name, Nashua
Aviation Complex.
Aviation Complex. That's a concept for the vision for the airport that could be a little different than it is now. And hasn't been fleshed out yet. It could have a lot of traction. So it would seem to me that although the work is good, the effort is good, and the need for a new logo seems to be there, maybe we should understand what our strategic direction is first. and let that form a marketing plan. Let that marketing plan say, how do we present this image that we've come up with? I don't want to take anything away from all the work that's been done on the logo. But we don't want to adopt a logo that then starts to shape us. And it will, if we don't know who we are and where we're going. First, we've got to, I think, figure out those things. And that shouldn't necessarily take too long. Ray Grenier, you know, he wrote that thing up and presented it. And at some point, you know, we can get a group together, however you want to do that, and begin to lay out where do we want to be in 5 or 10 years? What's our strategic direction? And then those things can begin to inform the others. I don't think the city requires, you know, to be match colors or match anything.
No, it doesn't. The city, just I want to just expand a little bit on what you were saying. The city did spend a lot of time, and you know, it was a good chunk of money to spend between the chamber and the city, and it did identify who they are and who they want to be. It was absolutely, and that vision is where that logo came from. So the city was very thorough and it's deliberative on what it wants to be in the future and where it came from. I guess, you know, I other than the time I've spent on this and some money I've put together to do some graphic work, I don't have a lot of skin in the game in this thing. I mean, I'm flying an airplane, but I guess what I would just simply say is, whatever you do, whether it's this logo or just do it. This has been talked about for 4 years. Yep. This was first brought up here 4 years ago. And I know it hasn't been revisited for a year or so, but this just keeps going on and on and on, and nothing has gotten done. You know, when you want to talk about a vision for 3 or 4 in the next 4 or 5 years, we don't have 4 or 5 years. Because every other airport, every other airport with their act together is already doing stuff to attract business. And we're doing some of the things, we're doing some good things. But this, the most important thing we can do, and we can't wait 4 years to start it, maybe we can get there, you know, we have to start it today. We're out of time.
Thanks. I want to agree with that completely. When I said 4 or 5 years, I didn't mean wait 4 or 5 years. I mean, get a vision for where we want to be in that period of time so that beginning now we start moving in that direction. I think that's absolutely right. Creating that vision hopefully shouldn't take too much time. And I think the reason that the logo question came up is if you look at the old logo and we say, well, how does this fit our vision? What is our vision? We don't really know how that matches where we're at necessarily. So conceptualizing that, formalizing that, and then having a path forward, I think it shouldn't take a long time.
I would simply replace the word vision with assets. What are our assets? When we go out, I feel we should be going to these, NBAA and other conferences and really marketing ourselves. But when we go there, we don't want to be selling from an empty cart. You know, we want to be selling from some strength, and we want to be presenting, you know, marketing materials and other things to the people that are at these conventions. And I don't know which ones they are. I mean, I just happen to think of an NBAA. But and sell ourselves. And so this is a piece of it. This isn't necessarily, you know, the thing that's going to get us there. This is simply facilitates us and to get
David,
where we could go.
I think, you know, we all agree with you. I don't think there's anybody in this room who doesn't agree with you. And as far as I'm concerned, I really appreciate the effort that everybody put into putting this together. And I'm okay with all three of those logos on the bottom. But I really think it's putting the cart in front of the horse. And yes, 4 years ago, actually 6 years ago, we started talking about marketing and doing something in marketing. And the thing is our marketing program relies on volunteers. And the volunteers are hard to get. It's hard to get them together. It's hard to put the ideas together and hard to move forward with an idea. Okay? You know, when it comes to the capital improvements of this airport, we've been planning that. We've got it down systematically. We know what we're going to do for the next 20 years. We've got our mission statement in mind. We've got the DOT bought into it. We've got the FAA bought into it. All we need to do is get the money. The marketing, we need help. Okay? Where do we begin? None of us have the skills or the talent for that, and we've been poking at it. And we've been poking at it by getting the community involved in events here with movies and Wings and Wheels and the Leonard Air Force and other things to make sure people know we're here, and that, you know, baby steps. But until we're ready to fund and hire an outside marketer company who can put some time into it and some strategy into it, and really, and we'll participate, but we need somebody in the lead and somebody to pay the lead, and then start throwing our logo out there and calendars out there and getting involved in all these incentives. My wife was yelling at me yesterday because she said, how come I don't know you're having a movie night in August? I haven't seen it anywhere. I haven't seen anything the airport is doing, and she reads the paper every day, okay? I haven't seen anything this airport is doing all year long. Every one of these events surprises me because you tell me about it the day of, okay? I don't talk to my wife very much, I guess. Because I know about it. Okay, so why aren't our banners over Main Street? Because we're not buying them, okay? It takes, and we had to hire somebody to put them on. But those banners, everybody in town knows there's a Greek Fest. Everybody. How can you possibly miss that? Everybody knows who to vote for because they're signed every corner. We can do that too. It takes money.
Okay. I'd like to make a quick motion to adopt number two temporarily, put it on the website with our old logo, gather input, and at our next meeting, which I believe may not be until September, that we have input from the community and we make a decision in September whether we want to adopt it exactly how it is, adopt it at all, or do whatever. Okay?
Second.
Who seconded? Oh, well, I thought it was Dave Heath.
Discussion.
Now, the motion is to approve the logo or
pending?
To temporarily adopt number two, put it on the website with our old logo, as Steve suggested, allow for public input. And,
why don't we need a temporary approval? Why can't we just put it on the website?
Because that's my motion, Dennis. Okay, I'd like to do something. Okay, we had Gordon doing marketing. We haven't done anything.
I got something I'd like to add.
Can we do something?
Yes, Steve.
All right. I'm sensing here, I know everybody wants to go, okay, so I'm going to make this fairly quick. We have to do something. I hate that kind of thinking in pretty much everything. Just we have to do it. It's a erratic thinking. Dave made a great, great suggestion over there. I've been thinking this for a long time. I remember 4 years ago, when you know who was still here, I made three times I get up there, he said, we got to bring in a professional marketer, and he just poo-pooed it. Now we're back here once again, and we want to push this through because we got to do something. We don't have to do that.
What we should do is remove
the signage problems that he had established 4 years ago and before that. Get rid of it once and for all, like he had said over there about the banners.
We're talking about
we've got to draw people in here. I also suggested a welcoming center. That still hasn't happened. I also offered myself as an ambassador so they can talk to somebody that loves the crap out of this airport and willing to sit down eyeball to eyeball and talk to them for as long as they want to about this airport to sell it.
Steve, that's all stuff we are talking about. But let me just say, I would like to be able to let Dave do something else with his logo if we're not going to adopt it. He spent a lot of his time, and he put a lot of
effort. As much
as
I respect Dave and his effort, it has nothing to do with our decision.
I would like him to be...
But if we don't want it, we don't want it.
Exactly. If we don't want it, we don't want it. But let's decide if we want it, okay?
I was going to talk a little bit about what we're doing marketing-wise a little later, but I just want to do it now. We have met three times with a professional consultant. We have received some suggestions. This is a part of that suggestion process. We're looking at signage. We're looking at banners. We're looking at a pull off to the right if you make the right turn onto
Perimeter
Road with a shedded welcome center with signs on it.
There you go.
Okay?
See, we have
instead of statues that have nothing to do with us.
Okay, but what I'm saying, okay, we're talking concepts, we're talking ideas, what's it going to cost, where's the money going to come from, etc. We're talking about literature, we're talking about aggressive actions at conferences, etc. We're talking about lots of invitations going out to bring aviation-type events to Nashua as their conventions, their meetings, etc. that's all part of that package. And I think at the next meeting we'll probably be able to give you some pretty much some soup and nuts as to what's coming out of that process.
Awesome.
Wes, is there something?
I'd like to make a couple of points. First of all, I would encourage Sandy to just make a motion to accept the logo. You can make a different motion at the next meeting and reject the logo. But to support what some of Dave has said, is I think that it's time to make a decision. I would also point out that perfect is the enemy of good, is what we say in the engineering world. If this has been going on for 4 years and no progress has been made, then I sort of, you know, without pointing out anyone in particular, Dave has not been doing this in his closet. There have been plenty of opportunities for people to step up and offer to help, to offer alternatives, to ask him what he's doing. So again, I would encourage the board who gets to make this decision to make a decision tonight. And you can vote to do something different next meeting if in fact there is great hue and cry. But you know, we're here tonight.
We're not spending any money between now and
that's right. So I encourage you to make a decision.
I'm really happy to hear. I mean, this is like so exciting for me to hear.
We're not there yet.
But this is stuff that we had talked about for a long time, and we had the wrong people doing it.
Yeah.
And Secretary Scheifele has been really, really great about coming in.
Yeah.
He has time. He has the motivation. He's talking to people. He's getting stuff done.
There's a lot of work that's going on behind
the scenes. That's great.
Ordinarily get reported to the board or to the community.
Yeah.
So, do you want to repeat your motion?
No, you do a motion. I'm tired.
Well, there's a motion on the floor.
I'd like to make a motion.
Motion and second.
All right,
let's take a vote.
My objection to the logo is that I think it leaves people out. I really want to see other features, namely helicopters on the logo. I think it's already updated. I think it, you know, 4 years ago it was an idea, and I think we moved past that. We haven't done nothing, okay? And I do think it's showing pollution, okay? I don't think it's the thing we want to throw out in today's world right now. I dislike the logo.
Okay, can we replace one of those the non-jet ones with helicopters?
It wouldn't look right with a
score. I don't know. I've never seen a helicopter banking like that.
Yeah. See, this is like
that's the only problem.
Can I offer a suggestion on that? For better or for worse, our helicopter friends are not going to make this airport solid. We need a logo that shows, that attracts our jet people. And we may not enjoy some of the things that we have to do to accommodate them, but they're the guys who are going to buy fuel by the tanker truck load and build a $2 million hangar and help bail us out financially. So, we like our helicopter friends. I would suggest that they are not the target market for this logo.
But the helicopter shows diversity, okay? It really does. And it just, the number one good thing about the Nashville Airport is our openness, our freedom of movement, our diversity. It's such a relief after being anywhere behind a gate.
I think we've discussed this long enough. There's a motion on the floor. Do you have the motion, Steve?
It's motions to temporarily adopt the number 2 logo with our old logo, put it on the website. And then I have by our next meeting.
Gather input from the community and
make a decision with the next.
And make
can
a
I ask when temporary expires? What does the word temporary expire?
When does it expire?
Yeah, if we are temporarily adopting it, so how long is temporary?
Until our next meeting. And then at that time, if we don't adopt the logo, Mr. Heath is free to do whatever he wants with this work he's done for free for our airport. so that he doesn't just hold on to it, hoping that we'll get something better.
That's a good question. What do we mean exactly by adopt? Because with temporarily adopting, I'm going to start putting it in publications. Adopt would mean to use it. So temporarily adopt, are we using it? Or are we just putting it out there for comment? Secondly, if we're wanting to attract guests and we need to, does this do that?
We'll see.
Sandy, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Let's draw your motion and let's administratively put this thing on for the agenda for the next meeting in the substance of what we talked about.
Okay, and you'll have Steve.
We'll put it on the website. We'll solicit comments. We'll put in the verbiage that does this attract jet aircraft. What are your suggestions? Give us your verbiage. We'll boil it down and we'll present it at the next meeting.
Okay. I'll withdraw my motion. Can you also, as part of communications, which we've talked about, you and I talked about earlier, not just the website. I have a lot of people who didn't know about the cookout. We need more flyers. We need more, physical, visual things put out to the community. Flyers, posters, banners, whatever. Hey, this is what we're doing. Give us your input by the next meeting. So
yeah, I think in addition to having it on the website, we should send out a separate email and also have flyers around the airport to promote.
I can tell you that
the banner costs about $30.
We're looking at banners to put out on Sharon Road along the fence, along our fence,
nice.
As to what's going on. You're probably going to say something like airport event, or if we constantly look for like a movie night or whatever it is, big banners that would go out there, and depending upon how much they cost and how durable they are, they'll stay up or they won't stay up.
And if you can put a sign on the corner on Amherst Street at our turn, you can get 10,000 people a day.
I think we should put replacement pappies with the jumbo cow.
We're also talking about, vote for me signs that go on the ground with the two stakes around various locations. That's all part of this conversation that we're having with respect to how can we let people know what's going on in the airport. I can tell you that I occasionally write articles for the Telegraph. I wrote one last Sunday on Pokemon, believe it or not. I've asked them to do a story about the airport. I know the editor, so I asked them to write a story about the airport. I noticed a couple of days ago the full page thing about all the, what do they call it, downtown dinner and the movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they did not put our presentation in there. Well, why? Because it's not a dinner and a movie. I spoke with Steve, and we need to get the Telegraph to remind people that we're having this event. When we have the event, we need to perhaps get a megaphone and remind everybody on the 5th that on the 6th we have another event going on here at the airport. So, yeah, we need to talk up the airport.
I think, can I just ask you a quick question? In your discussions with these people that you've had, running the committee and all that stuff, is this, let me just put it a different way, would this logo be contrary any of the things you're talking about?
I don't know.
But it gets in the way.
First of all, we don't have a committee. It's Steve and a consultant.
Okay.
And I would
that's about it. That's about
I would
the same
say no.
Committee as with that.
I don't see any conflict. You?
I don't know. I don't see any conflict.
No.
What?
There's no conflict. No.
Okay.
So it's not contrary. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's nothing. There's nothing that where people say something's horrible. That's going to get in the way. The other thing is, and Alderman Shoneman, this is. I'm really happy that there's a new economic development director in the city. Because one of my issues when I was on the chamber board and all the work I've done with the city in the last 15 or 20 years, that all the presentations that the city has made to bring in business, so the Flatley Company down south, to any of these come to Nashua kind of packages, none of them have the airport in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, really.
We've spoken to the.
Okay.
That's going to be corrected.
Great.
I had a meeting. Steve and I had a meeting with the executive director, and they agreed that was a mistake.
Excellent.
And
this is the biggest asset of the city.
Well,
okay.
Also the There is something I saw where we're asking the airport community for someone to be represented at the airport at the Chamber of Commerce, yes? Didn't I see that? We're asking for someone to be on the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Shane was on the Chamber of Commerce.
We are looking for airport representatives on the Chamber of Commerce board.
We are making a presentation to the chamber on the next one.
To the chamber board about the airport.
What is that?
They'll like it. Great. Thank you, Dave. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Let the record reflect that Director Stevens has offered to serve on the chamber board representing the airport.
Okay, all right, let's move on.
Minutes, Mr. Secretary?
I move to approve the minutes for the meeting on June 2016 minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Treasurer's report. In the packet, you have the June 30th financial statements, which is the year end. And it's the. We are on page
16.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, 16 is the comparison of actual to budget. We had a budget of $534,522 in income. Our actual income pre-audit is $535,491, which is just another $1,000 variance to the good. And on the expense side, we had a budget of $515,960. The actual expenses was $437,000, which was a $78,000 to the variance to the good. So we had a variance, we had a surplus at the end of the year of $98,257 before other income. We had a FEMA reimbursement and we sold an asset and we had some finance charge income. So our total income was, total net income was $113,156. So we did quite good. The majority of that was on the personnel side. We had a number of personnel changes during the year that we had budgeted for full-time and personnel were at part-time. We had less snow removal income that we have anticipated, and also expenses, which rely on that. And our workers' compensation came in lower than what we had budgeted because of the lower payroll that we had. So I'd like to make a motion to accept the June 30th 2016 financial statements pending audit.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yes. I'd just like to note that this is the end of the fiscal year for us and coming out with pretty much a balanced budget. And
coming out ahead of that in the black, $113,000, is a fantastic job for our airport manager in managing these, because a lot of this is just keeping things tight, looking into better ways of doing things, following up on benefits and insurances and the cost to do business. Good job for running our finances this year.
Thank you. Alderman Schoenemann.
Thanks. All right, it's a couple questions. What asset did we sell, and do we have any experience yet with the landing fee? I think we're trying to do that with Infinity. Yep. They're going to be collecting fees.
Okay, I'll answer your second question first. We are collecting the landing fee. That started, I believe, May 1st.
Correct.
And the first month that we've collected it was in June, because there's a month lag, and we received about $600, I want to say.
That was June.
In June.
Yeah, in May.
So May was $143.95, is that
how?
Transient landing fees?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, and the first question,
the asset that we sold,
was a snowblower.
It was a dump body truck, 1985 International dump body truck.
We not need that. Are we going to replace it, or is it just we just redundant at this stage?
Redundant.
Any other questions, Andy?
I'd like to congratulate Steve as well. It's a fine job he did this year. My question is, how's the audit coming? My annual question.
It hasn't started yet.
It hasn't started. We're about to...
Probably a third of the Fortune 500 companies have finished their audit already.
But we just finished our fiscal year 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they just finished their quarterly... year two.
We will give you the same response we gave you last year. We're in the process of closing our books, preparing the information the auditors need for the annual audit, and we expect that to be ready for our October meeting.
Chair, I'd like to say that, you know, the thanks and appreciation doesn't belong to just me. It belongs also to Mary Beth here, Joe, and Matthew as well. It's a team effort, and we all work very hard at the budget. And, it's they deserve appreciation as well.
Thank you all.
Well noted.
Appreciate it all.
Yep.
Someone else have input?
So, if we're not going to be meeting for 2 months, can I break in and add something to the agenda? What I'd like to do is propose how to spend about $20,000 of this money.
Well, there's a motion on the floor right now, and then you could bring it up under new business.
Good.
Okay?
Okay.
So there's a motion on the floor to accept the financial statements pending audit. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We have no communications this month. Correct, Mr. Secretary?
Correct.
Okay. Reports. The tower report is included in the packet. And you can see that the month of June, we had 5,678 landings, which is a 10% increase over 2015. And year to date, we're running 15% ahead of 2015. Things are busy at the airport.
Yeah.
That's good. Good. Okay. Next is the Airport Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wildlife activity on the airport's been light, with a single unreported bird strike. The airport's first annual home-built fly-in was postponed to the rain date of July 10th, but unfortunately the weather did not cooperate. The tentative date for 2017 will be June 3rd to coincide with the local EAA Chapter 106 monthly meeting. There's a strong likelihood that we'll be able to host the Ford Trimotor next summer around the June timeframe. We met with the outgoing chair of Chapter 106, Penny Bowman, at the Homeville Fly-In, and she suggested that Nashua would be a perfect fit for that event.
I'm sorry, what's a Trimotor?
It's one of the first passenger carrying airliners.
Made by Ford,
correct? Yep. It's a project that was built or reconstructed by the Experimental Aircraft Association, and it travels around, and people can ride on it for a fee. And it's relatively cheap. It's not like the Commemorative Air Force, where the prices are out of reach. It's much more affordable. It'd be a great draw for the airport. They'll be here for a week, and be a fantastic draw. Second Moorfield movie night is scheduled for August 5th at dusk. We'll be screening Star Wars: The Force Awakens, and we will probably have some surprise guests at that event. Planning for Wings and Wheels is underway.
So, how are we going to get the word out on August 5th?
Well, we've started the email marketing campaign.
What about a sign out on Bremer Road where the locals can come?
It's on order. It should be ready hopefully by the end of this week, if not early next week. Both Barfield Movie Night and Wings and Wheels as well. So we'll have both of those on the corner fence, right at the corner of Pine Hill and Sharon Ave.
What do we do for rain?
That for the movie night and Wings and Wheels, it's rain or shine. If it's anything that could be dangerous, then it'll be canceled. These events, especially Wings and Wheels, if you try to do a rain date, trying to coordinate all these different entities is really hard to do with a rain date.
So if we had a storm that came in and opened up the State EOC and everything last week, we would canceled?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. We're still soliciting for vehicles and aircraft. The date of the Wings and Wheels is August 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're also looking for volunteers for this event. We're working through the process for tree removal of trees on Sharon Ave, which will allow the VOR-32 approach to be utilized at night. The parcel of trees are located on city-owned land and will have to appear before the Conservation Commission to get approval to proceed. We're in preliminary talks with Angel Flight New England for them to host their annual member appreciation fly-in here next summer. We're going to have the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association conduct a Cirrus Pilot Proficiency Program training weekend here on August 12th through 14th. They'll have weekend events and training all weekend at the Daniel Webster College Aviation Center, and we're hoping that this is going to become an annual event. Been mentioned already tonight on June 13th, Bob Scheifel and I have been meeting with a marketing consultant named Alice D'Souza. We're devised a pretty simple marketing plan and a calendar of targeted dates for critical items. So we'll have that to present to you at the next meeting.
2 points, please.
Yes, sir.
Alice is a former member of the New Hampshire Aviation Museum, the board.
Correct.
Right?
Former board member.
And she consults on aviation matters. And the other point I wanted to make is that when I was sitting over there, I did a lot of mouthing about marketing, etc., and I don't want to take the credit or the blame. there's a lot to go around, but Steve has put a lot of work into this too, so it's not a one-person show.
She was also the former director of travel and tourism here in the state for 8 years. So, pilot workshops. The U.S.'s preeminent online pilot proficiency training center, which is based right here at Nashua, will be hosting a customer appreciation fly-in. They're targeting October 21st. The airport could expect heavier than usual traffic volumes that weekend. I'd like to suggest we offer an incentive for new tenants to base here, perhaps 6 months free when they pay for 6 months.
What does that mean? If you're paying for 6 months, how is it free?
Well, we have them pay for 6 months, and they get 6 months free if they're new tenants.
Pay for 6 months and get a year.
Right. So it's half off for the first year.
Okay, so pay for a year and you get the first 6 months. You get
pay for six months,
you get a whole year.
Yeah, right.
I think that should be a motion.
Someone want to make a motion?
Put that new business.
Okay.
Regarding an airport closure policy, I've drafted a snow and ice control plan, which includes information on the closing of the airport. This document is currently in the internal review process. The FAA on Tuesday announced that they have developed new standards for the reporting of airport conditions. These new standards are an effort to more accurately relay airfield conditions to pilots in a way that's less subjective and more of an objective, based on objective measurable metrics that can be correlated to aircraft manufacturer performance specifications. So what we have now is basically poor affair, which is very subjective, depending on who's doing the reporting and who's interpreting that. It could mean different things to different people. So the intent is to try to standardize it and make it more objective. Additionally, it will no longer be sorry.
I have a question. I don't understand this whole nail breaking thing and why it would be an automatic closure situation. I mean, I've landed at
Alden Bay.
Right. And, at first, as soon as I put my brakes on, solid ice, mm-hmm. I stopped. Okay? I was going for a coast and I saw a snowbank coming, so I was starting to get scared. I put on the brakes and it worked. Okay, so what's the deal with ice and braking?
I'd have to.
I think that would apply to jets more than anything else.
You don't have 50,000 pounds.
Right. Okay. It applied to jets mostly. I mean.
I think it would. Yeah.
Do you have the FAA document?
I don't. I don't have it with me.
Because there was a declarative statement in that that said
defines nil
that. We will not report nil anymore. Is that what it said?
They basically said that it will no longer be acceptable to report a nil braking action condition.
Correct. Because at that point, you had to report airport closed.
Right. What they've said is nil conditions on any surface require the closing of that surface until resolved. So.
Do you have that, Steve? You don't have that with you?
I don't have it with me. No.
So it could be closed. I guess my point is it could be closed for jet aircraft or types of aircraft, but it certainly isn't closed for helicopters or light aircraft who can stop at 500 feet on solid ice.
As far as I can tell, the FAA hasn't made that distinction yet. But
I think we should just go forward and think about that. Okay,
Wes?
Having a policy is not a bad thing, but is the FAA providing equipment to measure the objective conditions that they're talking about? Because if you and I just drive down the runway and say, well, let's see, we skid this much, we may use objective language, but we're still, it's a subjective measurement.
I don't know is that they're providing any equipment.
Okay.
I'd like to request board approval to move forward the purchase of a used 2010 Kubota diesel 60-inch mower for $7,500. There's a insert on the next page that lists some of the price.
I have a question. This is used?
Correct.
Okay. So we can't buy this in New Hampshire from someone, a New Hampshire dealer or something?
The last mower we bought from the same dealer in Vermont was an excellent deal. I don't think we're finding anything that's as good a deal as this.
Have we tried to buy it from somebody in New Hampshire, though?
There's nothing out there.
Nothing out there?
No.
Okay.
Why do we need a new mower?
The mower we bought last year has basically cut the mowing time in half compared to the mowers that we've had. With two of these mowers running, it provides redundancy, and it also, with only two people doing the maintenance, it provides us with options and allows us to get more work done more quickly.
So do we have other used stuff to sell after, if we get this or not? We only have one mower right now?
We have a mower. We have several mowers, actually. No, we don't have just one mower. We have several.
So would we get rid of some of the other ones?
No, we wouldn't intend to get rid of any others.
But wouldn't this mower allow mowing an area in less time?
Correct. Yeah, it's much faster. It's a zero turn mower, so it's a lot easier to maneuver around the lights.
Wes?
Just a procedural question. This sort of thing doesn't have to be put out to bid?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not using any federal money.
Is the NAA the kind of municipal organization that has to do bids, or can you just go write a check?
As far as I know, we can just write a check.
If we're going to bid out a large project or something, it would be appropriate for us to bid it.
Yeah.
For us managing expenses like this, we are tied to municipal procedures to some extent. I mean, but we are a revenue and expense generated company. So we're, I don't know. I think you just have to throw a dart at it and say, should we or should we not? A piece of used equipment, what is there going to, we'll go off and bid for a new one maybe, but for a piece of used equipment, trying to get a deal on it, no.
I think you bring up a valid point that it's at some point this board needs to have a policy as to a certain dollar amount that we will need to have bidded out. But as far as I know, at this point, we do not have that policy.
So, Steve, could I just ask why? How many? If we have so many mowers and you only have two guys mowing, and this is going to cut the time, why? How come we can't sell other mowers to make up for the money?
With a large wing mower that we use for the infields. We have a flail mower that we use for areas that you can't put a fine grooming mower, so it's kind of a rough mower. We also have a brush hog that we use in very rough areas, and then we have the used diesel mower that we bought last year, and this one would complement that mower as well. That mower was down for about 2 weeks this year because we had to perform repairs, and while it's down, We're out of commission for that long. We can't do that long.
Can you just get Matt a push mower?
I'm sure he would love that.
You want your push? You better buy me some new suits.
Electric.
Someone want to make a motion?
I move that we approve the purchase of a used 2010 Kubota 60-inch mower for $3,500.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. And lastly, Chris and Sarah Ward were here a couple meetings ago looking for approval to locate their mobile farm here at the airport. They did receive approval from the city to house that at their on their property at home, so they won't need to house it here.
Bummer, Bob.
Sorry.
Bob was
going to
get a raise.
I want to commend the airport manager for all the new activities that are being planned and fly-ins and Secretary Scheifel and his marketing committee. It's a lot of work, but we are making progress.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question? I want to go back to the issue of closures, particularly with regard to that fly-in that was canceled. Members of the public showed up for that. They were here to see airplanes. And there were airplanes at the field that were prepared to bring mine down there, and it was canceled 5 minutes before the event. I think that inasmuch as we have a program for closing the runway, we should probably have a policy for when an event is canceled. As it is, people showed up. I took them down to my hangar. I showed them the airplane. They came here for that. But I just want to be careful that as we plan events, we don't just shut them down. We go to trouble to promote them. We shouldn't shut them down 5 minutes after that. I just think it's important. Secondly, as we're moving forward on lawnmowers and that kind of thing, I just want to make sure that although you can buy it if you want to, are we paying the price the guy asked? Or have we negotiated for it? I know you've already decided, but I'm not sure what you're going to say.
No, we had negotiated. It was originally $8,000, and it came down to $7,500.
Thanks.
So, and I will address, I was going to talk a little bit later about communication, and I know that's something that we've been working on for a long time.
I know I had talked to Steve in the morning about the fly-in, and it was going to go on, and people did call the restaurant, people come in, and I say, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, it's busy. And then it was last minute, it was canceled. You know, it's a hard decision to make, I get it, but I do think we need to definitely work on our communications. You know, we have to. It's just, it's really tough. And the same thing the next day. And because, you know, the restaurant is there and there's a lot of public there and people calling, I get a lot of the, you know, I have two ladies standing there, but I heard it, I called, and they said it was still going on, and, you know, and I said, well, I'm sorry, you know, I don't know what to say. So we do definitely need to make decisions and communicate it a little more clearly.
I think, you know, I can't tell you exactly what happened because I wasn't involved in it, but I can surmise what happened to it. You know, it's New England, it's summer, we have thunderstorms, they're here and they're gone in 30 minutes, it's raining, you're waiting for it to stop, or you see the lightning in the sky, and you have to make a decision. We cannot hold an event here, and it's a last-minute decision. Otherwise, gee, 30 minutes or an hour before the event occurs, or the day before, you cancel it, and the next day, everybody's out there, and the sun's nice and clear, clear sky, and you say, why did we cancel this thing? Well, I would have done the same thing. I would have canceled it. I would have held my ground. We're going to have this event. We got all these people coming. And then we cancel it if it gets unsafe, which obviously it was going to be.
A couple of nights ago, the state of New Hampshire declared an emergency. The city of Nashua put out a code red message. Severe thunderstorms are coming. I went on the Weather Channel. I looked at the map, and it looked like Armageddon was heading for Nashua. My neighbor is up in Maine on vacation. I sent him a message to say, hey, I just want you to know I'm watching your roof in case it blows away. It was the amount of information that was put out in anticipation of this storm was unbelievable. I mean, I buttoned down the hatches, etc. And 30 minutes after it was hit, it was gone and the sun was out again.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. I'll echo what Sandy said about communication, and we have discussed this, and I think I can make you a promise that the subject of communication and explanation as to why something is happening is going to be better.
Alderman Schroeder.
Thank you. We have a couple of events coming up. The Cirrus flying. Who's responsible for calling that or calling it off? Cirrus or this airport? There's the fly-in for that company that does the instrument training.
Pilot
workshops. Who's responsible for calling that on or off? They or the airport? We stood out there talking about it under gray skies. Ground was dry. And yeah, there was a couple little drops. There are airplanes at the field. No one had to fly in. Like I say, people came out. I was prepared to bring mine down. And then, you know, it was just canceled. So there was no code red that day. There were thunderstorms forecast later. There's no lightning in the sky, nothing like that. Probably people wouldn't fly in. The weather was better that day than it was the next day. It was marginal VFR much of the day. There were planes flying while we were discussing the cancellation. Would I have flown in? I would have flown in. But again, there are airplanes here, and if we're going to hold ourselves out to the public to do something, we have to deliver. What harm is it if we don't cancel it and no one shows because it's raining out? What's the safety factor? There's no safety factor. It's just people standing on a ramp. And if they don't want to stand out there, they bring an umbrella. What if when Fifi was here, they got here a few days before, what if it had been raining that day, would we have canceled the Fifi event? I don't think so. People would have waited in line to see those airplanes anyway. There's no harm.
If I could just add, you know, we decided to postpone it to the next day because both days the ceilings were about 1,000 feet and nobody was flying in either day. On Sunday, and I did my best to communicate it. I put it on our website and I put it on our Facebook page both days. On Sunday, I went out there and I set up a tent and I put out a table and I put drinks on ice and I waited and nobody showed up. And I was there for an hour and I figured after an hour, this is a waste of time. I'm packing it up, I'm going home, and the event is canceled. So I feel like we did everything we could in our power to try to make this event happen. and the weather just didn't cooperate.
Wes, did you have something?
I think everything's kind of already been said. I actually was responsible for aerobatic practice at Keene on Saturday, and we need more than 1,000 feet. So I was in a position where I had to make that decision on Friday. And I sent an email to all the people who had planned to fly in and participate about 4 o'clock on Friday, which basically said that no matter how many animals I sacrifice and how hard I pounded my keyboard, I cannot get a good weather report for this weekend. So we're going to do this another time. So that was a case where all of the participants were people who would fly in, and no general public was invited. But I think that one of the things that probably it sounds like would have helped on Saturday was to get back to communication, some signage that indicated that, in fact, the event was not going to happen that day. And, of course, we don't have that kind of signage at the airport. You know, there's no electronic, you know, signs or whatever, yes. Whiteboards. Or anything.
Yes.
What might help, that's a good point, and what might help is that in all the events that we plan is to have a deadline and a place to check for inclement weather decisions, okay? If it's going to cancel in inclement weather, just say this will be a go-no-go by 8 p.m. the night before. Check this website for details.
And we got a test case coming up right here with the movie night. I mean, you know, we're going to call WMUR and ask them to put it on, you know, scroll it or whatever.
Right. Check our website for go-no-go 6 hours before the event. You know, each one could have a different criteria, but it's a good point. If we publish that, we have an idea, then everybody knows what to check and whether it's going to be go or no go.
I think that's the thing. I think people are a little more understanding if you know, they have a little notice and they know about it and they don't get as crabby about it.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next is the airport engineer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry to wake you up.
Sorry. I was listening. The fencing project and the two property acquisition projects are all closed out. And in your report in the back, you get financial reports on each project. They all came in. Actually, under budget, not by a whole lot, but they all came in under budget. The airport master plan, I was talking with New Hampshire DOT today, and they finally got some money. They got their first apportionment of money today, but none of the money was for any projects that had discretionary funding assigned to it, which are both of your projects, the pavement project and the master plan project. The only thing I would say with that is this happens periodically. We're very late in the fiscal year, federal fiscal year right now. We're at the end of July, actually. And I think what's going to happen is if the money that the money may come out the beginning of August, maybe the middle of August, they're not going to give you a lot of time to return the paperwork back. So just be on alert that you may have 4 days to turn it around. So if that means you need to contact people or whatever, I'm just trying to give you a heads up on that. Because by September 15th, they can't give out any more fiscal year plans for this year. So it's going to be before then. Okay.
So I know we, I kind of remember us having a motion to move ahead with this, but we tentatively didn't agree to sign the paperwork and go into the project until we saw how much you're going to fund.
Right.
Okay? So, I heard rumors we're not having a meeting in August. So, if we're not going to do that, we have to discuss how we're going to take care of that authority for the chairman to sign.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we can certainly have a telephonic meeting.
Oh, we'll have to have a special meeting.
Yeah.
Well, what... After reading your write the no stuff,
you can call special meetings to discuss that part.
There's not much provision for that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes, but you can have a special meeting for that, Dave. Yeah.
No, not really. Not really. What we require is you say, okay, we've got to make a decision tomorrow, so we're holding an emergency meeting at 6 p.m. tomorrow, and you put it on the website, and then you can go forward with that. But getting together on a phone and discussing business on the phone and making a decision and acting on it is, in my opinion, strictly against the right to know.
No, I wasn't suggesting we would have a conference call on the phone. I think we would have a special meeting like we have right now where right. Everyone would show up.
Meet upstairs in the office up there.
And we don't have to physically be there. We could actually be on the intercom and all call in to a conference call. But anybody who wanted to be there could be there and hear
from the
debate from the public. We have to make it open to the public.
Can we do that at upstairs?
We have a conference room.
You could do it with cell phones. We don't have
phone
lines up
there. We have a speakerphone.
We don't. No. There's no
phone. Well, you got a cell phone.
You could do it with cell phones.
Do our bylaws allow voting via cell phones?
I don't know. I'd have to.
Let me clarify. I think it doesn't. Our bylaws, it's acceptable practices for the RSAs and the guidelines issued. And as long as we notify the public in advance, okay, we hold a public meeting, and there's members of us there, but say if only two of us were there at the meeting, two of us could participate via phone call on a speaker, but we'd have to identify that we're, you know, who we are, that we're not there, and that we're part of the meeting, and everybody who wants to attend knows that we're part of the meeting.
But the bylaws would say whether you can vote via the telephone or not.
The RSA allows that. I just read it after you sent the link out. I just read it 2 days ago.
Are you not going to be around if we have a special meeting?
No, I'm just saying, it's not, if you're babysitting your kids, your grandkids, you
I'll
don't have to be there at 6 p.m. You can call in, is what I'm saying. Okay?
You can babysit
them. I'm not going to be at the bar. Call in, okay?
Okay,
we can work it out, but it can be.
So just look forward to having another meeting.
Yeah.
Or we can set it up right now and authorize the chairman to sign the paperwork. Because it's.
We don't know what it's going to be, right?
Well, Armin, I think you can probably say we don't know how much you're going to appropriate or.
We don't know.
Or what the scope of work is going to be tailed down to.
Exactly.
But all we have to do is say we're going to accept this money, because they're not going to tell us.
Well, we're trying for the whole amount,
but
don't know how
but
much
they only give us half.
Grant.
They only give us half. They're going to give us the half, and it's up to us to determine how we're going to spend it.
Exactly.
Okay? So we can pretty much say we authorize the chairman to sign the paperwork and execute it immediately up to a certain amount, okay? Because all it really requires is, on our part, is our 5%, right? We're committing our 5% to it.
But you're also accepting the federal money, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the question's going to be, what do you want to do? If it, you know, the project right now is estimated, I think, around $1.6 million.
And if they give us $20,000...
And if they give you $1.4 million, what's going to be taken out? That's really going to be the question.
And that's where Steve and I would sit down with Gail, come up with a scope of work, present it to you guys, we'll all vote on it in the alternatives, and vote to move forward, and that's how we're going to spend our money. We can do that after we got the funding in September at the next meeting,
so
if it comes through in August. All we really have to do is sign the paperwork saying, yes, we're going to spend our $25,000, 5% share, move forward.
All the board needs to do is vote on accepting the state money, whatever that dollar amount is, basically.
Yes, right.
And then the board, and subsequently the board can then vote on the actual project as
right.
to what
yeah,
it consists
I
of.
I think so. As long as New Hampshire DOT agrees, I mean, they're actually right. granting the money. And we now have a scope of work. And if we're going to change that, they should know that. Now, that can happen in an hour once you make up your mind as to what you'd like to do. We can pass it before them and make sure it's okay with them.
Wes, did you have something?
Yeah, I was just scratching my head over why the board would not vote the chairman the authority to sign
exactly
any amount of money.
Right.
Because they're never, you know, you're not asking for an open, a blank check. The feds have the maximum amount.
The reason is that we're spending money. We're spending. I can make the motion now if you understand.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Armin, I'll
break in. Yeah, that's fine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
I will.
I move that we authorize the chairman to accept and sign the FAA paperwork and the DOT paperwork to proceed with the Airport Master Plan Update, SPG 12-16-2016, which will require a commitment. Well, the total project value is $445,000, which would require a commitment out of the Airport Authority's finances of $22,250.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Second item. Oh, man, I wish I could just say the same thing all over again. I move that we authorize the chairman to approve and sign the paperwork to accept the pavement reconstruction and maintenance project, SBG 12-17-2016. That has a total estimated cost of $1,645,000 and would require a local share Airport Authority financial commitment of
$82,250.
Second.
Discussion?
So, Dennis, so if we're voting to accept that, so that means. I'm trying to read these tiny little numbers on the sheet here.
Oh.
As far as the pavement thing, I'm trying to read on this. The verified.
Those numbers on there.
I see those big numbers. Okay. But as far, I'm trying to read like the pavement stuff. So if we only get a portion of the money, you're asking us now to accept what you guys.
No, I'm asking you to accept whatever money they give us. And after we had the money, we had to sit down with Gail and determine how we're going to spend it. How we break this out. What's the critical areas? What's the...
Okay, so we'll make that decision after we accept the money.
Yes. So we can't make any decision now because we don't know how much you're going to give us.
So basically, it's 5% of the total cost that the motion is committing.
Yes, $82,200.
Well, that's the estimate.
No, the estimate is $1,645,000.
Right, but 5% is
whatever
82 is based on the estimate of the total project.
Of the total.
But we may get in less, which means we'll require less.
Yes. And so I guess the pertinent question here is, do we have the money? Because combined, these two total $105,000. $105,000. So we just heard that we're $113,000 under budget. So I say we have the money, but remember we also have last year's asphalt money from the city, which totaled
$22,525,
and this year's total is what?
$47,000 total.
$47,000 for both years combined.
Yeah.
So $47,000 off the $105,000 is $58,000. That's what. So we'd be using $58,000 of $113,000, leaving us with a 57?
No,
50.
Yeah.
No. 55.
No.
Okay. Okay. 55,000, I think. So.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor that's been seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. The last item is some members of the authority are meeting with us on July 29th at our office for a CIP meeting at 8:30 a.m. By the way, I brought some large-scale CIP.
AM, you mean? 8:30 AM?
8:30 AM, yeah.
And we have Secretary Scheifel and Director Stevens will be attending that meeting.
What is this?
This is our capital improvement plan.
Okay.
It's that thing you couldn't read because it was too small. I couldn't read it either.
Thank you.
After the CIP meeting, I guess there's going to be a scoping meeting for the 2017 project.
Right, directly after?
Yeah. Which is roof, seal, and remark the runway.
That's the next thing. That's our next middle, and we have to prepare the paperwork for it by the end of the year.
It's going to be designed out and bid and all that before May of next year.
Yes. So, but we need to start working on it in October,
right?
So that we're ready for submittals and this by the first of the year, meeting with the DOT, finalizing our package and getting it into the DOT.
Right.
Okay. So.
So who's going to that meeting? Bob, you're going.
Yes.
And Dennis, you're going.
Yes.
Bob and Dennis. Steve, I'm sorry, on this vegetation management plan, I just need to understand what that is.
That should be removed. That's not anywhere in the design or plans at all. That should just be completely removed.
Okay, and we talked about it before, so that has nothing to do with any of this. There's no vegetation in here.
Correct.
Armin, why don't you tell us why that keeps on showing up, because it is actually something that gets done. The DOT
on occasion, yeah.
The requirement.
Yeah. I don't know why it keeps showing up here. It's because DOT didn't take it off because we don't make this. But, we do vegetation management plans, and we've done several of them. And as like any plan, you can do Cadillac or you can do the Volkswagen of it. Or you can do something in the middle that makes sense for you.
But we don't have that anywhere in our plan right now. So that shouldn't
even
be.
It was taken out of the scope.
None of the money showing here has anything to do with that. The money showing here has to do with.
It's a good idea to do it though, because the FAA doesn't come in and clear property more than once. They expect the airport to maintain the property that they cleared. Now, we just finished clearing hundreds of acres here. And I'm thinking specifically about where the approach lanes are. That has to be maintained. And usually what a lot of airports will do, and FAA will pay for it, if the funding is available, is we'll do a VMP that will outline for specific areas how you're going to maintain that area. Because some areas have rare species, wetlands, you've got all kinds of things happening out there. And so what we do is we break that down and give you a specific calendar or schedule and then a methodology on how to maintain that particular area. So it is a worthwhile thing to do. Otherwise, the trees grow back and now you're stuck. You've got to pay to go in yourself and clear them, and that's very expensive.
Or get a lawnmower from that.
Yeah, it's very expensive. So anyway, it's not in this plan. There's a final answer.
The project for FY17, the groove, seal, and remark runway 1432,
right.
would that be including in using the items that we had a presentation with a couple of months ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The GSB 88 runway preservation system, yes. The RPS.
Okay. Thank you.
And the last thing I have is the next time you meet, I'd like to ask for a few minutes. I'll have Matt Caron, our airport planner, come in. And I'd like him to just give you a 10-minute talk about a little presentation on the architecture of this master plan. Answer questions like who approves what, that sort of thing. And then review the five major components of the project so all of you are aware of what we're doing.
That would be nice, because I know we can't all come to the meetings together.
Exactly, right.
And but in the future, we will, because they'll all be public meetings. As soon as the fund is funding, that's one that we're going to put together the master plan committee, whether it's three board members or includes 10 people from that want to get involved. It's like a steering committee. All the work's going to be, it's a perfect committee to be on people. All the work's going to be done by Gail. The master plan committee is kind of a steering committee that gets presentations monthly from Gail, kind of telling them, okay, we like that, we don't like that, hey, look into this, that kind of thing. So we'll need to do that. That's the first thing we do. And to have that presentation coincide with that appointment would be good.
Well, by then, we should have the money.
Which is September.
So
if they're giving us priorities, are they going to, approve the master, use the money they have to approve the master plan over the asphalt? Which one of these, because they're identical in their numbering and priority, right?
FAA New England is very big right now on asphalt as opposed to planning, although they are doing some planning around New England. But if it came down to one or the other, you'd get the pavement.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes.
Is the work at the corner of Sharon done?
Yeah, it's closed out.
Okay, well,
we just need to remove the erosion control measures. That's all.
That's the black plastic tape? We have to take that up?
No. Contractor does that.
Okay, well, because it's out there.
Yeah.
There's some porta potties out there.
And you don't take it down until it's fully established.
Those porta potties being delivered this morning when I came to work inside.
Erosion problem.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, that's fundamental staging area for the Sharon project.
Okay.
Alderman Shulman.
Thank you. If you said it earlier and I missed it, I apologize, but there's some equipment inside the gate just along Perimeter Road there. It's on the south end of the field. Is that Gale Associates? Or what kind of work is that being done out there?
That's Continental, you were just saying, right? So explain that.
We're allowing, we've allowed Continental to stage their equipment there for the work that they're doing on Sharon Ave.
In exchange for taking down some trees.
Correct.
Right. It was a barter. I didn't realize that it just happened.
And they are going to post traffic control out there or something?
They are, yeah. They're going to have a full-time traffic person out there.
We have no committee reports and no old business. Under new business, we talked about the logo. Review the sign policy. It's not in our packet, the policy.
No, the policy is not in there. I thought Bob was working on the sign thing with them.
Well, I can say something about the signs.
Okay. Yeah.
I already mentioned some of the things that we're thinking about with respect to signs and information, etc. And at the barbecue the other night, Alderman LeBron and I were talking a little bit. As you know, on the Everett Turnpike, there are signs that say Historic Holman Stadium. And I've asked the question, well, what about Historic Nashua Airport? And so Alderman LeBron, thank you very much, has done some research for it, and he's found out how we can go about asking the state to put signage out there on us for our historic airport. So we're going to pursue that angle. Don't know if it'll be successful, but we have the contacts and we know how to do it. And I've already talked about the banners, and you'll see some of the banners going up pretty soon.
And I also wanted to talk about the sign that we have out near the pilot shop. And I know you just talked about some people, new businesses, and you put their names on it, and it costs money. You charge them money. I don't think that sign is worthwhile at all. I think we need to get that out of there. I don't think people are able to see it or recognize where things are. Maybe like Bob said earlier, having something on the corner, when people first get to the airport. But other than that, I know for the businesses on the airport, and a million people are always calling, asking, where's the restaurant? How do you get to the restaurant? They're stopping in the pilot shop. So for the different businesses,
you know, I think we should be allowed to have a sign with the city, the same rules as the city, signs along the road directing people to where the businesses are. You know, depending on who the business is, if they need that or if they don't need that. People flying in probably don't need that. But I think we definitely need to allow signage for businesses.
Well, I agree. And during the visit with the B-29, I was standing out there on the runway, and I'm looking at the control tower, and it says something up there, but you can hardly see it. Mm-hmm. I'm just spitballing here, but I would like to see a massive sign there that says "Welcome to Nashua Airport" in big, bright colors that people can see. Anybody that lands on the runway will see it when they come down. Wow, we just landed in Nashua. There it is, right there. It says it right there on the.
They don't have to ask, where am I?
I hope they know that
before they still do that.
Only commercial airlines land at the
runway. And we did talk about Rick Redder had come up with an idea about having different informational signs along the fence where people walk to the restaurant or even maybe go over to the airport authority. Or the, you know, anywhere, informational signs. And Mary Beth, maybe that's something that you can work on because you're good at that stuff.
Again, the marketing expert that we're talking to, and again, we're at the crawling stage right now to do something, but obviously there's a sense of urgency here to try to get this up and running. And I mentioned the pull-in at on Perimeter Road,
right,
which means you take the rocks out and put a pull-in there with an overhang and a map with little dots on it with numbers that would say this number belongs to the cafe, this number belongs to this organization, etc. It costs money to do that. How much does it cost? We don't know. So we're at the crawling stage right now, but there are a lot of good thoughts being put into this, and you'll start to see it happening pretty soon.
So I want to tell you that the sign we do have, the marquee sign with the number of names, Roy was very instrumental put in. It's not that old.
I know.
It just got a...
But it's not useful.
He had to contend with Sydney ordinances. We are like a complex. I do think, to some extent, we need a marquee and a directory saying, okay, who's here? Mm-hmm. But we also need individual business signs on their building, mm-hmm. on the fences outside their building,
yeah.
Within reason, and so that you can go find it. And they all should be... Oh, they all have that logo on it.
Yeah. Well, that'll be my new logo if we don't adopt it. Do we need to make a motion to allow businesses now? Do businesses still have to come before the board if they want to put a sign by the road and get it approved? Does do we want to change that policy?
I think it's an administrative thing to do some research and come up with a proposed change to our sign ordinance, okay? So in other words, our internal signage. Well, we got to talk to the building department, see what they're going to allow, okay? Perimeter Road is ours. We own it, right? For the most part.
Depends on who you talk to.
But it's still a sign in the city borders. So that governs. So up to what they allow. But the thing is that we're different businesses. So we should be able to allow to have the signage, the square foot for each business.
Right.
Then we have to decide, based on that, what draw of a policy on what we're going to allow and vote on it and implement it. It's almost like something to put in our S&P.
Why don't we allow our marketing committee to determine what the restrictions are for signs by the city?
I want to put on one of our airport manager's action plans to develop a revised sign ordinance that complies with the city ordinances, but it gets more information to the businesses conducting business on the airport.
Wes?
I'm kind of curious as to the, since the city's ordinances are pretty specific, why duplicate that at the airport? I mean, if it's okay on Amherst Street, what makes it different?
Right, that's my.
Because we're a lot closer. We're a community, and let me tell you, if we tried to put a 75 square foot allowance for every building on all of our hangar and fences, would be a constant sign all the way down the fences. It would be something that And also, it would be different colors and shapes and sizes.
Is that very likely?
It's possible, though. It's possible. Anything could happen. But once you start allowing that, you can't pull back. Right now, we're very restrictive on our signage, way too much. But I don't think we are in Amherst Street. I don't think we want to be in Amherst Street.
I'd like to get that electronic sign that drives everybody crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Put that right on the corner of Sharon.
The
guy
with the nasty
grin
sold
it. Yeah, drive the neighborhood crazy.
Yeah, if the town is allowing 75 square feet, I mean, look at that. A 5x5 sign is humongous. Okay, and it's only 25 square feet.
Don't they have to prove that that fits with the district? I mean, you can't just throw up a 75 square foot sign.
No,
they have to look at it.
There's certain restrictions and rules for different areas.
Let's get the research done.
Yeah.
And then we can put on the agenda for the next meeting.
Because I would like to get some new signs for my business so everybody around me isn't all irritated.
Well, right now you've got a green light to go with the banners.
I have banners done.
Okay.
They fade. They
don't
rip,
see them
up. They're awful. So I'm holding up.
Let them get
faded. Hold up. I want a sign.
Put them up. Let them get faded. Yeah. Put them up.
All right. Public input.
There was a way to talk about the new business. Should I have an opportunity
Can I just bring up the sign thing? I just realized that we're going to have banners on the fence, and our policy says that it has to be approved by the airport authority. I mean, does that include our own signs as well for events? Do we need a board approval to put up event signage?
Don't ask that question.
That's good for the goose.
Yeah, I think it. You need approval. It's mostly it enables us to police it. Okay, we're in a position where we can tell people to take it down. I personally feel that if somebody comes to you and says, "I want to put a banner up on the fence," that you have the authority to give them that right. And if there's complaints, then this board has the authority to take it down. Okay? So you don't ask the question unless you don't ask the question if you don't want to know the answer. I mean, someone should just come to you.
Why don't we just approve having a banner for our own events?
I don't think it's necessary.
They're only temporary, though.
The airport managers again.
Temporary things are allowed.
If anybody in the airport wants to put a banner up for an event, you go to the airport manager and get permission.
Okay.
Put them up. If they're ugly, we'll talk about it. We won't do it again.
But if they don't have permission and we don't like it, we can tell them to take it down. I mean, I don't think it needs to be voted on.
Okay.
New business.
So we have a. After we fund our capital improvements, we still have a good $55,000 in the black. I propose that we fund marketing. We're talking to a consultant who's going to need, some money to get moving. We have signs to buy. And we have a new fiscal budget where we haven't approved any budget whatsoever for anything. So I'd like to... make a motion to approve some money to be expended immediately as necessary for marketing expenses as determined by the airport manager. We just need to put a limit on it. And I'm thinking like $15,000. Is the consultant going to require $10,000?
No. Okay. We're not talking any kind of money.
Commitment.
Right now, we did approve $6,000 for a marketing budget.
For last year?
For this year. FY17.
Yeah.
Right here.
It's not much. And we're not doing much with it.
Do you want to increase the $6,000 to another amount?
Put a banner on Main Street. It's phenomenal advertising. Put signs up on corners. It just takes somebody picking up the phone and ordering it from the sign company. They do it. Bang. Done deal. It just takes cash. And so, to consult, talking to them is fine, but let's, when we prepared the master plan, I sat down with Gail and we listed the things we wanted to achieve with the master plan. And it took two separate meetings, but Steve and I and Gail sat down, we listed everything we wanted to do,
and put our dream list together, edit it, blah, blah, blah. That's what needs to be done with our marketing. Put down everything we want to do and list the priorities and start moving. And the thing is that Steve and I had Gail work on the master plan and our CIP, okay, our capital improvement for the next 20 years. We don't have anybody for marketing. If we hire a consultant who takes the lead, who is somebody you can go to every time you have an idea like sign code or this and that, and they can help guide us into that process and organize it. And Gail is here every month telling us what to do next.
But do you think that's something that we can't do ourselves? Do you think that's something you can't do, Bob, or Steve?
For 6 years, I've watched us not do it.
The consultant
right.
that
for
we
six
now
years.
Have.
This is a different year.
For lack of a better description, I would describe her as a soft consultant. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's ideas and logos and literature and presentations and things of that nature. She's not in the construction business or whatever. If we are going to go to that level, and I suspect we probably will, you know, as she advises, then I think we can come back to and say, okay, we think we should, the budget should be increased to such and such. But I don't see any need to.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking that we've got 2 months and before the next meeting, and no sense.
I don't think we'll spend.
If you need to commit to move forward, okay.
But we still have the 6,000.
Bring in the consultant.
I can't imagine us recommending anything to the extreme is going to cost $6,000. Mm-hmm.
What did the shirt money come out of? Which budget did that come out of? Not marketing.
Advertising.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. This lady that you already brought her on board?
Oh, yeah.
The marketer?
Okay. Yes.
Question I have is, did you ask her pointedly for a proof of fruit on the tree? Has she had success in the past, and has she had success in the past with aviation related?
Yeah, that's the one they were talking about earlier, where she has.
Steve,
no, I'm talking about marketing, not other things. I'm talking about marketing specific. Where there was actually an expectation of results, because that's otherwise you're just throwing.
To my knowledge, that those questions were not asked as you just stated them.
Yeah.
She came in and made a presentation. We gave her some marching orders. She went away and she came back with deliverables that met those needs, if you will.
Right.
And we're going from there on. That includes preparing the presentation for the Chamber of Commerce, the website, the literature, things of that nature. What the verbiage should be on the literature. We discussed signs in detail.
Right. All I'm asking here is that is there any kind of quantifiable evidence that she has been successful doing what we're asking her to do?
I can't answer that.
There are metrics in the plan that we put together, yes. There are.
Oh.
No, I mean actually has gone somewhere else and it actually brought money to the organization that she marketed for.
I don't know. But we do have metrics in our marketing plan that she says, okay, this is how you're going to measure my success.
Okay,
it's going to be.
Okay, whether it's this gal or somebody else, we're kind of getting off the beaten track here. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we need, and Bob, I know you've been involved in this and all that stuff, but we need, I'm going to say leadership. I know you've been part of leadership, so I'm not criticizing. What I'm trying to say is that Gail is self-motivated. Okay, they put a list of the next 20 years. What they're doing is they're ensuring that they're going to be employed. Okay, they're actively providing the leadership for free. They're not charged as near what they could be charged, so they're charged hour by hour. But they're recommending these things, they're doing the research, they're putting the effort into making sure we're doing the right thing to keep our development going. Because we're going to continue employing them to do that very to implement the plan.
I think it's
so. A consultant on board to help provide the leadership is just encouraging us to stay on it, so that this consultant can also implement that plan.
And I think that would probably what we would call phase two, where Alice would say we would say to Alice, okay, we're going to take the next step. We want to hire a full time or a consultant, professional consultant. I don't necessarily feel that would be her. I think we would then go to a professional marketing firm. She's simply providing consulting
on a marketing advice.
This is more foundation.
Which is free, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's not very free. Inexpensive, not free. And I don't think a marketing consultant would be.
All the children.
And Sandy, you said that she's very inexpensive?
Inexpensive. Yeah.
What are we paying for? $500.
$500. Yeah.
We gave her a contract not to exceed $500.
Yeah. So.
And then we're going to go, we'll see what we want to do from there.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is to get a proposal when the time comes to spend some particular money, and then you guys vote on that
right.
particular expense and that particular amount of money. We can decide then. Yeah.
Because if people know we have a big chunk of money.
I think we're good for now.
So I've got a second item. Okay? So that was marketing. Now, I'd like to propose almost the same thing to move forward, or at least give a good faith approval, okay, to hire a lobbyist to move forward with registration fees, okay? If we're gonna do anything here, get off home plate, okay? We've got to hire a lobbyist to help put together a plan, because all this is legislative, okay, and it takes time to build a team. Now, we've been waiting until the right moment. The right moment is coming up, the end of August and September, and new recruits are coming in. I don't know what the deal is, but that's the time to get the lobbyists in action. And so it definitely should be on the next agenda, and we should be appropriating, I'd say, $20,000. It's going to be costly. It's going to take a lot of effort, and maybe we can get part of that reimbursed from other airports or passing the hat around to businesses, but somebody's going to take the initiative to do that and spend the money.
I don't know if we need to pay a lobbyist. I think we need to, you know, Don and I were talking about gathering everyone together and getting everyone on board. Why do we need to just start shelling out money for a lobbyist right away? I think there's enough people that would be on board.
There's 500 legislatures up there in Concord that need to get the word and need to vote on it, and mm-hmm. it's not even going to go to a vote until you get enough people to support the bill. And these people are not the people around here who want to volunteer. They're people who are senators and representatives up there in Concord.
Well, don't you think that's true, that we should ask the other airports to go in on this with us?
Right. And who's we? I guess I'm saying we need some... Where do you start organizing this? And that's what lobbyists do for a living.
Oh, okay.
Where do you start organizing? Who's we?
I think that's a lot of money to appropriate. I do think we need to work on it.
Well, you start with the statewide organization that needs to do the spearhead of the lobbyists, and we can participate in that.
Yeah, and there's a lobbyist in Manchester. I've talked to her. She's explained the process to me. She's ready to. She'd love to take this on. There's no reason not to approve this. It's more of a budgeting thing. The money's got to be replaced somehow by the state if we're taking it out of aircraft registration. But the thing is, they have to see what the aircraft registration is doing to us, because every month we wait while Massachusetts has lowered their fees, it's mm-hmm. killing us.
And there is a lot to do.
Steve?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on that, because I got all excited about actually jumping on board with the elimination of registration fees. I thought we already had a champion, this gentleman right over here, that was already picking up the cause and hammering it. I haven't heard since about that. Is that something that's different now?
Don and I talked about it. It's on the, sorry.
That has not changed, but as I stated before, no legislation can be filed before September 18th of this year. Once the legislation is filed, that's when your lobbyist comes in. Your lobbyist has nothing whatsoever to do with filing the legislation. He doesn't have any idea whatsoever what's been filed until it's actually been filed and is assigned a committee.
So,
all of the children.
A couple questions. One, do we know where the NHDOT stands on this issue? Do they think it's a good idea, or are they going to be resisting this?
With the
who,
I'm sorry?
Do you know the answer to that?
I wouldn't want to necessarily speak for them, but if you're talking about eliminating funding for airports, then I don't think they're going to be in favor of that. If you're talking about coming up with legislation that somehow rebalances the registration fees so that airports don't lose money, I think that's something that probably everybody could get behind.
I believe it's the second one. It's not
right.
Eliminating.
Right.
It's rebalancing whether you get the money, losing money from registration fees being reduced, making it up on jet taxes.
But in any case, the state of New Hampshire loses money. They have to give up some money.
No, if it's rebalanced.
Well, you know, if you say you're going to eliminate or reduce the registration fees, but you're going to get it back in increased sales on fuel, that's one pocket that the other pocket doesn't see, and that you're taking it out of this pocket, and that's the one that's going to fight us on it.
Can I offer a perspective on that?
Sure.
My understanding, based on all the discussion, is there's a pot of money that the state is not currently getting. And so what I think I hear is that a proposal, and I guess somebody has to write the legislation, would be to change the schedule or graduation of the registration fees so that for the existing population, it's revenue neutral. The state still gets the same money from the folks who are here now, but the guys they want to attract who have $30, $40, $50 million airplanes perhaps get a more attractive schedule so that they come here and actually add money to the pot.
Well, I'd go even simpler than that. I'd do an investigation of what the registration fees are in the other five New England states and make sure that ours are the best. You know, or nobody beats ours, okay? We just don't want to be non-competitive, and we have to meet that. And my point here is it's not to discuss these issues with the penalty, but to throw money at them, to authorize money at them, to make the necessary steps. And it's true, we can't do anything about the legislation, but the lobbyist has a lot to do to plan. A lot of people are talked to. A lot of plans. They just don't. You just don't want to start off dead center on September 18th. You need to put a plan together. And if we're going to move forward with this, now is the time to start talking to lobbyists, get a proposal from them, and prepare to fund it.
Right, Steve and I talked. I sat with Steve. Oh, sorry.
Alderman Shoneman.
Thanks. I think it's a good idea. We can find out what they can do for us. We need to table it to find out what they can do. Ask for a proposal.
Right.
That doesn't hurt. We do have to work with, I think, our state legislators here in Nashua to get some legislation moving forward. Yeah. That's how it has to happen. That doesn't require a lot of sponsors. Just someone sponsor.
I
don't want
to. I already have a group of sponsors that are going to sponsor the legislation with me, both Republican and Democrat, which is the only way to do it. But what happens? I go into what they call legislative research. I ask them to research the entire country as to what they're doing as far as fees. They come up with a plan. I take that to legislative services. I sit down with an attorney. The attorney crafts the legislation so that it meets all requirements. And then it is assigned to a committee. That committee determines whether it needs to be amended or whatnot. That's where your lobbyist comes in.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that we can. You guys can work on that. I think we have information on what other states do. We know what the state of New Hampshire does. And it will mean that registration fees necessarily don't get eliminated, but the new airplanes, less than 10 years old, that scale would change, and so there would be a loss. And I was curious, really, about if we knew if the DOT was behind the idea of making the state more competitive, even if it meant that registration fee income went down. Because there's the short side of you and the long side of you. And the short side of you is to say, I want a big percent of the small dollar that's coming in today. Long view says, I want to grow a business and make New Hampshire competitive. I just was curious if NHDOT was taking a long view or a short view. Maybe we don't know.
I don't think they're going
to say that. I would suspect they're taking a short view.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, then we'll have to.
Yeah.
It won't be on RSI. They'll have to.
I have, in the meantime, spoken with a couple of senators and representatives also from our area who will work with you.
Now, Don, do you think it would be beneficial? I sat and talked with Steve couple weeks ago about I was organizing a gathering and that fell apart. But do you think it would be beneficial for us to have a gathering of people on both sides of the coin before all this happens? Get everybody here to Nashua, have a big seminar, talk about the pros, the cons, what people have found to work and not work. So that's something that you think we should definitely set up and get going ahead of time.
That's so information that I can take to the attorneys when I sit down with the attorneys.
Yeah. And I have a list of names, and Steve, I know you know, Mary Beth knows a bunch of people, so I think we should definitely work on scheduling that.
And another thing lobbyists do is fact-finding, okay? Mm-hmm. For instance, I suspect, okay, that other airports in New Hampshire may not all be on the bandwagon on this. They get their money for registration and fees, and they don't want to lose that. Right. So not only does the DOT have to replace lost income, we have to replace lost income. And the whole idea here is that we have to show the successes in other states who've lowered their registration fee. What they substitute with? Did they see increased business? It's not just a bandwagon that everybody's going to jump on immediately, unless they're shown and proven.
Are you able to get a proposal from this lobbyist that you...
I can. I talked to him. Okay. But there's so much research to do that initially I think there's money to be spent to throw at it, and I just don't think too much is going to go... I don't think it's going to be wasted money because it has to be done anyway. But if we're going to... I guess I just want to get off... I want to do something.
Like,
yeah, I was going to say, again, you should get a proposal, find out what it costs before you allocate money. And secondly, if you want to look for a good example, look to Massachusetts. If we look at our airport report, that glossy thing that came out of the state of New Hampshire shows declining numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's because of what the aviation is doing, partly because of what we're doing as a state. If you look at Massachusetts' version of that, they're flat or they're increasing. They're projecting more airplanes, more action, more activities. We're projecting as a state down. Our airport is down. Everything's down. Massachusetts, their fee structure, it's not just their fee structure. They do a lot of things better. They're, you know, closer to Boston or whatever. But they are projecting an increase, and that's a place to look.
Okay. All right. Can you make a proposal to 6 months, 6 months?
Yeah, we'll leave with that. We'll finish with that?
We'll do that.
Okay. So the airport manager recommends that we adopt the policy that for new business tie-downs that they receive 6 months free for paying a year on a year lease. So does someone make a motion? We can discuss it.
Make a motion that we entertain new business tie-down aircraft and offer them an incentive of 6 months free if they sign a year lease.
Entertain or do it?
Yeah, I make a motion to do it.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
Parking point.
Sounds like a good idea. I presume you mean just for the first year,
yes.
Not every year.
Yeah.
And you know, I moved my airplane up here from Hanscom, and it was because a price differential. Price was just a price makes a difference. We've got to make sure that our monthly rates after that first year remain competitive with other fields too. Because you want someone to come up, you want them to stay, and if someone could come in and say, after a year, I'll be gone because the rate's too high. So as long as our rates remain competitive with other airports around, and by that I mean better than other airports around, and then give that deal, it sounds fine.
So does that mean everybody's going to move out and then move back in? So you can get a
I believe the last time we looked at the fees for tie downs, we were still very competitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would say amend it for the first year only, the motion.
Yeah. Okay.
Make sure it's in there.
Okay. You accept that amendment?
Yeah.
A question then. If we're competitive already, then why do we need to be more competitive? What are we doing that's not right?
And 6 months is too long.
Well, I mean, perhaps it is, but if we're already competitive, I think the deal the airport has where if you prepay 12 months, you get 1 month free, but they still do that. That's what I did when I first came up here. I prepaid 12. It was great. 1 month off. But if we're already competitive, why aren't we getting the tag on business as it is?
Another question you said about this. This is the first I heard this. I missed the last meeting because of family problems. Does this mean that a person coming into the field, new, decides to base aircraft here, that you're going to collect 6 months rent right off the bat, and then the other 6 months for the remainder of the year is free? Is that the way it works?
Yes.
They're not going to come in and get 6 months free and then they pay up front. Okay, that's my only question.
Well, the way I look at this is that if it draws people in, great. Otherwise, it's business we don't have now, and it's just additional business, so we don't lose any money doing this.
I 6 get 12.
I think Joe had it.
How are we going to promote it?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to promote it?
Put a banner up, Hanscom.
If it were only that simple.
Yes,
I'll offer the comment that due to construction at Hanscom, and I guess just recently due to construction over at Pease, I had some of the Aerobatic guys up here temporarily for several months, and they love the airport, but they live in Wayland, Massachusetts, and Newton, Massachusetts, and so they moved back to Hanscom despite the fact that the Mass State Troopers are Nazis, and they have to walk around with badges like they're prison inmates. Simply because of the drop.
So we need a free shuttle service.
Because of what? Why?
The distance.
It was just too long a drive.
Yeah.
I mean, they enjoyed being here. Fuel is what, 35% less expensive here. Mary Beth smiled at them, and they were, she didn't demand, their fingerprints or anything, but they just said it was too far to drive.
But why are they there in Wayland? Because their jobs are there, right?
One is a professor at MIT, and the other is some kind of high-tech, their families and whatnot are anchored down. And I told them that, they could move to free America. We hadn't pulled up the drawbridge yet, but it didn't work.
Do you think 6 months is a little too long? We're already offering 1 month, right? Are we still offering that?
Why did you propose it, Steve?
To try to get new tenants here.
Well, you want to sleep in the spot. You don't want to give them diabetes.
We have lots of empty tie-down spaces out there.
That's too much.
It's
yeah, I think 6 months is a lot.
Well,
that's pretty generous.
It's
like if I say, if you buy a burger, I'll give you a burger. Buy one burger, I'll give you a burger. That's just, you're not getting ahead.
It's additional incremental income if somebody is incited by it. I mean, they're coming here, the only way they're losing money is they're coming here anyway, okay? And we give them 6 months free. But again, that's additional business. I kind of like the idea. My gut feel right off the top was, hey, great, yeah.
Not throwing away.
Okay. It's just another thing we're doing to help grow the airport.
Would you entertain the thought of 3 months, right?
Absolutely.
We can't change it.
I give them 2 months. But the thing is that 6 months really makes an impact.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Joe Carter, the director. Think of it this way. Don't think of it as getting 6 months free. Advertise as if you buy a year tie down, it's half price.
For the first year.
Sure. And
half price.
And
half
price. You don't have to keep this deal on the book all the time. You can keep it for 4 years, 5 years.
Or until the end of the year. Yeah.
Question, is it sunset at the end of the year?
Make a one-year deal.
Is what? Would it sunset at the end of the year, say January 1st?
No, it should be a 12-month period for that.
Yeah.
We can't offer this in perpetuity. I mean, are we going to say that if you base here before
for the first year,
January
first
1st?
12 months.
Oh, before January 1st, you're saying, yeah.
Well, for our fiscal year 2017, from now until the end of June. And then we can either vote to continue it or move forward.
If someone comes in August, what do they pay if they wanted a year tie down for August?
They would. Well, they if they
it's
came
prorated.
In on July 31st, they'd pay for
12
they
months.
Pay, yeah, they pay.
There's no discount.
Well, no.
You only get the discount if you pay in June. If the discount expires on June 30th. Isn't that right? You have to pay by a certain time.
You're talking about the 1 month free? Or the 6 months for 6 months?
I'm talking about the 1 month free.
Yeah, the 1 month free is month of July only.
Yes.
But if somebody comes in, let's say on October, they pay for 6 months and they stay through October 2017.
Right.
Okay. So, but do we want to put an end, like, okay, so the end of the fiscal year, so this offer is good until
offer expires the end of
June 30th, 2017, and then
we or you can modify it to say for fiscal year 2017, if you're based here, it's only half price, expiring on June 30th, 2017.
Well, what if
so they come in November and there's 7 months left? They're paying 3.5 months worth.
I think we're making more than this than it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, buy 6 months, get 12.
Yeah.
Period.
The policy is for 12 months tie down.
Correct.
No matter when you come in.
Correct.
When you start.
That's correct.
Yeah. And then the board can amend that at a later time.
So they
can say,
so this
yeah.
is going to go on.
Indefinite.
Perpetuity
right.
until the board changes.
Until we change.
It's a promotion.
Okay. Until it
yeah.
changes.
All right. Indefinite.
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion's on the board. Buy six.
It's seconded.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other new business? Okay, public input. Okay. Director's comments. Let's start with Secretary Scheifel.
A couple of quick ones here. I reported that to the chair a column in the paper last week on the subject of right to know, and I was a little bit concerned about one of the passages about the fact that a town in New Hampshire lost a lawsuit because they mishandled the exchange of emails, and I had asked for some clarification, and I thought we were going to have the city attorney here this evening to talk about
no,
it.
No, September.
Oh, September. Okay, yeah. So then we'll leave that go. Sorry. And the only other item I have is for the Alderman. Anything new on our new prospective members, board members?
We have one gentleman here this evening, Joe Duquette. We have two spots to fill, I understand.
Yes.
And I'm not sure which spot Joe was nominated for, but the mayor is going to be making a presentation to the Board of Aldermen to put Joe's name in. He attended one meeting before. He was one of the candidates that we've spoken with in the past, and we'll be looking for someone else. Again, I'm not sure which is which, but we have.
So will that happen soon?
His name is going to go in. The mayor's going to submit his name to the full board. It's legislation, basically. It's a nomination. It gets read at the next full board of Aldermen meeting. Then it goes to committee, where you will come in and be interviewed as you went through. And then, assuming a favorable vote out of that committee, then it goes back to the full board for approval. And then, if he's at that meeting at that time, he's sworn in.
So assuming we don't meet in August, conceivably September?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It may be like
we don't meet as often either, actually.
Okay.
We meet once a month.
Okay.
But
August 9th is the next Alderman meeting.
Okay.
And so it's going to take...
Put a fire under him, Joe.
He could be nominated possibly on August 9th in the process.
Good. That's it. Thank you.
Director Stevens.
No, I don't have anything. Thank you.
Okay. Vice President, what
do you have? Do you have a talk about the meeting? Changing the meeting? August to September?
Yeah.
I was going to talk about new board members, but that was already covered. The communication policy was already covered. Air Direct had their fly-in. The poker run, it was a lot of fun. Mary Beth, thank you very much. Mary Beth came over on her own time, I'm assuming, and just volunteered and came over and helped out. They raised just under $1,200 for Homes for Our Troops, which was great. August 20th, we are still planning a pancake breakfast, all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, and warbird fly-in. I'm still waiting for clarification on wording for that. So I will start doing flyers for that and have you guys put it on the calendar. I would really like to have flyers for everything in the restaurant. I don't think that's too much to ask, but people come in and out all the time. You know, oh, I didn't know you were doing that. So I really would love to have just something. Oh, here you go, hang it up, pass it out, or whatever. I think everybody else, Rex Lint, I told you last meeting, is very ill. He is at the hospice house in Merrimack. So he's on my mind, in my thoughts. Great guy. Flies a Grumman with Graham Smith. You guys all know Graham Smith. And Lauren has moved. And Al down at Infinity, keep him in your thoughts. Young guy. He's been having a lot of health issues. Just had to have a stent put in. Great guy, and if you pop by Infinity, you know, go in and say hi to him. He does. He was in the office with Warren down there. I think that. Oh, and I do want to thank. Well, I'll thank you, Joe. Matt left. You know, the guys are really. They've been really great. Everybody, Mary Beth, everybody's been really great about helping out and pitching in and doing whatever whatever needs to. To be done around the airport, and I really appreciate that. Lending grills or doing whatever—that's really nice. It's good to see, and I'm happy to have that. That's it for me.
Mike, last month I took my family to Europe for 3 weeks, and one of the things that I did while I was in Germany was visited an airfield. Can't imagine why, but I did. And it was a field, not a port. It had grass. And I stood there and watched the planes land, et cetera. And I noticed that they had two things connected to us. One was they had an old-timers event going on just exactly the same way we did with old-time aircraft. And when I looked at the history books and the records of it, and I speak German, but I don't read it very well, there was a connection with Nashua. There were, and I sent Steve a message. I said, hey, who from Nashua has been flying into this airport? But we couldn't figure it out. But anyway, they knew Nashua, New Hampshire, and they knew that people from Nashua had flown in there, and I thought that was great. So we got the attention of somebody in Europe, so maybe we can do something to get attention in New Hampshire.
Was it Eckert? Which airport? Which airport?
Was it Eckert?
Straight up.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't get any names. That was the problem.
The Fairings planes.
Yeah.
Over
there.
Europe. Yeah. Germany. Yeah.
Yeah, where, what Germany. Was the airfield?
I'd have to look it up to give you the name. It was in Bavaria along the Autobahn between Stuttgart and Munich. Okay. It's a beautiful open area with they do a gliding, paragliding, jumping out of the aircraft, and a lot of pilot training. I mean, I stood there and they were just taking off left and right with flight training.
I wanted to thank the staff for their efforts on the barbecue. I think that was very successful. A lot of good food and good company there. The August board meeting, I don't think we'll need to meet, so that our next meeting will be in September, September 21st.
No, we don't need to vote.
Okay.
By law, say you have to have monthly meetings.
It does, yeah. It does in our bylaws, yeah. But you can change it
and vote against. All right. I'm informed that we're required to have a motion to cancel. Looking it up?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm afraid it does. Regular meetings of the authority shall be held at least once a month.
Right.
of each calendar month for the transaction of business director. However, by vote of the directors, the authority meeting may be canceled with prior notice.
Okay. Does anyone see a need to meet in August?
I move that we cancel the August meeting and have our next meeting in September.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. I attended a meeting that the city put on. The Board of Aldermen is reviewing and trying to produce a new strategic plan for the city of Nashua. They invited, as part of that committee, representatives from the major units of the city, including the education, public works, police, fire, and it was a very informative meeting. The last strategic plan was done probably about 8 years ago, and they had some vision statements that were made and surveys, so all that needs to be updated. There is some information I will forward to the board as to what they are thinking of for moving forward, but we're in the very early stages of determining what a city-wide strategic plan should be. That'll be forwarded at some point, I guess, to the Board of Aldermen to approve.
Will you be attending those?
I will be attending those, yeah. For the Wings and Wheels event at the barbecue, I talked to George Tibbetts, who said he would be, has an antique car.
Sure.
That he would be willing to display.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As long as we strap it out so that people can't get too close.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is Director Stevens' last meeting, and I just want to thank him for all of his work and efforts over the past 8 years.
Seven years.
He was very instrumental in working with the construction crews and the engineers over the years. He's very knowledgeable in those fields, and he's brought a lot to the table, and I'm glad to see you will still be representing the airport in your role as a board member for the chamber, but we will sorely miss you and thank you for all of your efforts.
You're welcome, it's been fun, but I might be here in August. My term does not expire until the end of August.
We're not having an August meeting?
We might,
yes.
We could, if you...
If this is your last meeting.
Right.
Thank you. Assuming that is the last meeting, and again, we're in August, that's great. But on behalf of the city, I want to say thanks as well. We have a lot of boards and commissions in this city that are all served by volunteers. Bob, you mentioned when you came in for your interview how many volunteers we have in this city, in all of New Hampshire. Most of New Hampshire is run by volunteers who spend time, and it's not easy, as you know, and it's not always without challenges. We get abused, we get called upon for all kinds of difficult things, and the city is very grateful, and I always encourage folks to step up and do it. We had a meeting by the Historic District Commission a few weeks ago. We're looking to expand the Historic District, and people were all up in arms, and then someone said, well, you know, this is a volunteer board. Why don't you, some of you folks, volunteer and join in and help out? Crickets. Nobody. So it's hard, and we're grateful for the service that you've provided, Dennis, and that all of you do, and anyone who's done it in the past or will do it in the future. Thanks.
Anything else? Okay.
Thank you.
Entertain a motion.
Are we going non-public?
Oh, yeah.
I move that we adjourn the public session and go into non-public session.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Do we have to state a purpose?
Yes.
Purpose. 92A.
For a personnel matter.
Personnel matter.
For personnel matter.
Mr. Chair, it has to be a roll call vote.
Roll call vote.
Okay. Chairman Rosenblum?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cushing the Adams?
Yes.
Director Stevens?
Yes.
Secretary Shunkel?
Yes.
Okay. 5 minutes. 5 minute break. Thank you all.